Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. The most common block I see when business owners want more, whether that's money, clients, whatever, the block is always capacity. So I'm pretty obsessed with capacity. And if you don't know what capacity means, capacity is the ability to hold what it is that I want to receive. So think about yourself. You're holding two heavy textbooks and the universe is like, hey, like, I'm going to give you more textbooks. Like, I'm going to give you more abundance, more prosperity, more clients, whatever it may be. And you're like, oh, no. Like, I already got two textbooks. Like, I can't carry any more. Like, I'm going to drop down to the floor if you give me three or if you give me four. So like, no thanks. But although I'm still working to, I want more textbooks, but I'm unwilling to hold it. And it's the most frustrating thing because I know that if God asked you today, like, hey, would you like more clients, more money, more success? You'd be like, yes. But energetically, there is something happening within us that actually is not allowing us to truly, truly hold it. So that's what today's episode is. And you can use this for anything. This could be, I would love more visibility. I would love more money. I would love more clients, success, whatever that may be in your business. But today's episode is about taking a moment to see where your capacity is at. Another way to explain it is like, I'm a vase and I can carry water, but I can be like a really skinny vase. I can be a short vase, or I could be like a big wide open vase that can carry. I could be like one of those portable water gallons, you know, that like holds a lot of water. Like, I can hold it. I can take it. And that is ultimately what we want to grow into when we are struggling with not having as much as we would like. So let's take a look at what might be blocking our capacity and also what are ways for us to expand and open our capacity. Message number one, we are being asked to look at our relationship to responsibility. This one is quite annoying, but sometimes when we think about more customers, if I'm already drowning with my children, I'm drowning in my home responsibilities, I may be like, yeah, I'd love to have a nice, exciting business, but I'm not sure I can handle anything more. Or maybe I'm just capped with like the amount of customers I currently have, and I don't think I can handle more. So accidentally, although I want more, I'm really feeling a little overwhelmed by the things that I'm already responsible for. So therefore, I do not want the responsibility of more customers, more money, whatever that may be. And you know what's interesting about responsibility? It's not that you can't handle more. My sense is that your solution is actually in your structures and your boundaries. So for example, when I was raising young kids and I knew I wanted to grow my business, the truth was I was majority responsible for these kids. That was like the agreement that I made with my husband, right? And ultimately, when I realized like, no, I want to grow this business, I had to, you know, not, I don't want to say fight, but I basically had to pitch everybody and be like, listen, it is worth me having less responsibility here in the home so that I can receive more, because I feel like that receiving is going to pay off for everybody else. That like, maybe this is not the best use of me. I need some support here. And actually, one of the first investments I ever asked for in my business was I asked my husband to pay for 1 year of full-time help, like a full-time nanny, basically, when I had the three little kids. And he agreed to it because, you know, how are you going to say no to like your wife who has three kids? Because he saw like how focused I was on the business, and that 1 year changed everything for me. And it was because I made a new boundary. So basically I was like, no, yeah, I do have responsibility here. And obviously if I added more responsibility, the truth is I would drown, but I had to like rearrange the responsibility so that I can bring in something else. And also like not only the boundaries, but it feels like your structures as well. So I'm thinking about in business, I do a lot of, you know, I'm in that coaching space, right? So there's going to be like one-on-one clients and I'm, you know, in touch with my customers. I'm responding to people on DMs, like all these things, right? And if I feel that I'm supposed to I don't know, give every single person that reaches out to me like this very thoughtful, in-depth answer to all the questions, then yeah, it would be scary to bring in more audience because I'd be like, I'm at my capacity, right? Like I cannot, like if I have 100 more followers and they DM me, like I'm not going to be able to respond to them the way that I'm used to responding to them. So what happens there is that I'm going to have to get okay with really like what I am giving or how the structure works. So maybe in that place, I might be like, okay, maybe I'm giving a little too much and I have to give less so that I can help more people. Maybe I have to organize the information. Maybe I'm always asked these 5 questions and instead of answering everybody individually, I'm going to make a series of 5 videos. And anytime somebody asks me something, somebody from my team can look at that library of videos and be like, oh yeah, Nikki answers that question here. Here is the thing. So I can still be like, okay, everybody's being supported the way that I like them to be supported, but my structures are supporting them, not me as an individual. So if I think that the responsibility is going to literally be more on my shoulders and like really bog me down, I'm not going to want to grow. And that has a lot to do with our structures. So really looking at your business right now and asking yourself like truly where you are afraid of carrying more responsibility. And is there a way to either rearrange a boundary or create a structure that can hold more people? For example, there was a time where I didn't want to attract new audiences because I had nothing in my business that was super, super scalable. What was happening is people just wanted more readings and it was stressing me out because I energetically couldn't do as many readings as people wanted and also just time, right? Like in my calendar and all that. And when I started to open up to the idea that like perhaps I can scale myself, perhaps I can scale what I do, then I got interested in audience growth again, which, you know, the podcast is a scale, the Clarity app is a scale. So I don't mind if 10,000 people come my way tomorrow. I'm open to that because I know that there's a place for them to go. Also, one of the questions I always ask my students in our business classes is like, if Kim Kardashian, you know, shouted you out tomorrow on Instagram and you got 1 million new followers, could you really do something with that? Like, would they be okay? Would that drown your business? Like, what would really need to be in place for you to really truly take advantage of 1 million new followers, right? So that's really the question, because if you're like, no, I can't be responsible for all these people, or like my business would totally flood because I don't have the right structures, then that is like something to look at. Because like when you get those things in place and you feel very safe and cozy that you can handle more and that it's not going to be on your shoulders, you will be willing to receive more. So that was the first message about we're really afraid of the responsibility, but if we have good boundaries and we have good structures, we don't have to be afraid of responsibility. Hey friends, if you haven't already heard, I am hosting 2 live events in Miami in March, and I would love for you to be there. The first event is Soul-Led Living Live, where you will enjoy a ton of fun activations, an energy shifting workshop with me, and a live group reading with me. There will be a ton of freebies, mini soul readings, and just an overall good time. Our second event is a business immersive that is designed to help you map out your next steps in business. I'm going to guide you to discover the most amazing business strategy, which actually lives within you. I'm seeing so many of you guys sign up, and I'm really excited about the group that we are, you know, coming together, and I can't wait for all of you guys to meet. So that's going to be fun. I think at the time that this ad is going to go out, we'll almost be at capacity for both events. So if you want to attend, please do not hesitate. I cannot open more tickets because the space only allows a certain amount of people. So I don't want you to miss out. Details are below, links are below, and I cannot wait to see you in sunny Miami. Message number 2, we're being asked to release complication in our mind. You've heard me talk about simplicity this year. I feel like that's been a message that's been coming for like the last 6 months. Simplicity, simplicity. And I think I was really understanding that message as like simplicity in the things that you do, keeping it simple, maybe like, I don't know, like not wearing a bunch of different outfits, but only wearing black and white and like simplifying your wardrobe. I think that's kind of how I was understanding it. But in this message, I was really getting that the simplification is not really in like what you do, it's in how you think. That it seems like when we are thinking about receiving more money, more clients, we complicate how that would actually happen. Like the way we think about it coming our way is a very complicated thing. Do any of you guys have a kid like mine? Like my son is a teenager. Well, he's about to be a teenager. He's 12. And he's in this place right now that like when I try to tell him, you know, you can do that like this, or, oh, if you want money for that, you can sell this, or like, you know, just give him an idea to like a solution to this problem that he's presenting. And he'll be like, no, it doesn't work that way, because then it would have to go like this, and then I would have to do that. And, you know, nobody's going to say yes to this, right? Like he's completely complicating the way he sees this possibility for him, where some people might be like, where my little one, my 8-year-old, will be like, oh yeah, I'm just going to put a lemonade stand and money's going to come my way, right? Like very simple way of seeing how the world works. And sometimes as we get smarter, as we get older, we do complicate things. It's that childlike innocence that makes things seem so simple. I think that's why many of us, when we start our businesses young, we often like find beginner's luck, because we don't think it's that complicated. Like, of course, like this is going to work. I had a ton of beginner's luck in the beginning, because I just was like, yeah, of course, I'm just going to put this out and this is going to happen and people are going to come. And as I got more understanding of the business world is actually when I started to complicate things, funny enough. So to receive more, we have to, in our mind, think about how simple it is for it to come. Like it doesn't have to be so complicated for a bunch of new clients to come, a bunch of new followers, or a bunch of new money, that there is like these simple ways, and that we have to see like where we accidentally put all these hurdles in front of us. Because in a weird way, we are scared of a rush and we're like, oh no, we got to put speed bumps. Like we're afraid of driving a speeding car. So we add speed bumps, and those speed bumps are actually like the complications in our mind. And listen, sometimes we need that, right? Because yeah, a fast driving speeding car with no speed bumps couldn't be scary. But you know, if you are strong enough to be like a car, you know, a speed car racer, and you're comfortable with that, then you can go. So to know that's, to really look at like maybe where is my mind slowing down? What is trying to come my way? So think about like the one thing that you would love to come your way. You're like, you know what? I'd love a lot of money, but I don't like know how that's going to come. What is the simplest way to think about how money would come my way? And to stay there and just kind of keep simplifying your mind. And it really, again, it felt like it had nothing to do with like what you are actually doing. Of course, a simple mind is then going to create like simple tasks, and it's just going to make, you're going to do things that are just easier, but it starts off in the mind. So like really pursuing simplicity in the way you think about what is coming your way. And the reason that this works for expanding capacity is because when you see something as simple, what you're saying is, I can handle this. I got this. Because think about it, like a toddler, let's say like a 2-year-old, putting on a pair of pants is very complicated, right? It's hard, it's complicated, it feels like a large task. But as a 20-year-old, putting on a pair of pants is like, yeah, of course, no biggie, it's super simple, I can handle that. And that's why a 20-year-old has a more expansive life, hopefully, than a 2-year-old, right? Because there's a strength and a maturity in what they think they can handle, so they're not like overcomplicating the process, right? So I can look at my podcast and be like, oh, it's complicated. I have to turn the camera on. I have to turn the lights on. I have to, you know, and I can list all the things that I do. I have to do my hair. I have to do my makeup. I have to get my clothes right. Like I can complicate it to show you how important I am and how many steps it takes me to do the podcast. Or in my mind, I could be like, hey, no, it's super simple. I just get dressed. I write down what I want to say and I turn on the lights. And when I think it's simple, then I show up for it easily. I'm not overthinking it. It's not that big of a deal. It gets done. I can do several. Like I'm not like, oh, I can only do one episode today. It's like, no, I could probably record 3-4 because it's simple. Even though it doesn't make the work any easier, right? Like I still, the person that's seeing my setup as complicated versus the person that's seeing it simple, like they're both doing the same amount of work, but the simplicity person is okay with speed, and it doesn't need speed bumps in its journey. And the person that does have the speed bumps, what they're receiving takes longer. It's kind of like a drip as opposed to a full flow. So we have to like eliminate those speed bumps so that there is more flow, and you can feel like you can fill up the whole cup, as opposed to some of us is like, I have this cup out of, you know, and I'm trying to ask for money or customers or whatever, and I'm literally getting drips, and that drip is associated with the speed bumps. Message number 3, I feel like I'm calling out a lot of you guys. this is not me. So look, I guess it could be me, but I'm like, I feel bad. But it seems like that capacity is not expanding, or it could expand if you were willing to look at your schedule. There's something about your schedule. You like don't have trust in your schedule, or you're very into freedom and like doing what you want every day and just kind of going with the flow, and you're afraid of opening up your schedule for whatever needs to be done, whether it's like opening up my schedule to see more clients or to work on marketing with these customers. There is some sort of like inconsistency in your schedule that is affecting your capacity. Because if you know that a bunch of people are going to come your way, but you're not willing to be available, I don't know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday during these hours, then you'll be like, no, because if all those people come my way, then they're going to mess up my schedule. I'm going to have to be available for them all the time. I don't like to be bogged down. I don't like to be like held down, which I think there's a season for that for sure. And maybe some of you are in that season, but just know that, you know, you're giving up a bit of capacity in order to get that freedom. And the thing is, for some of you, I feel like that freedom is now tipping over into something toxic. You know, like the freedom is fun until you're freaking broke, you know, when you're like, wow, freedom actually comes from my schedules, from my consistency. Like things are actually easier when I have a schedule, when I set up things a certain way, when I'm consistent. For example, like anything that I need to sell is much easier to sell when I'm consistent with my content. Because if I always have people watching Monday readings, or I always have people listening to the podcast because they can expect it, they know when it's going to come out, it's consistent, then I don't have to work so hard to sell some of the things. I don't have to like look for people to buy the things that I want. They're already there watching like the consistent content that I've been making. And if it's the right fit for them, they're going to jump in. So although I am on a schedule where I have to make a certain amount of content, and it could feel like a pain, especially like, for example, last week I was skiing and I had to double up my content schedule. I had to do things in advance in order to get that freedom, but it's still worth it because ultimately I am free when it is easier for people to come my way. So here it's like there has to be some sort of trust in your own schedule. And I think, again, that is boundaries, right? Like, there has been seasons for me that my kids are little, let's say, and I'm like, no, I absolutely have to be available for pickup every day at 2 o'clock, let's say. I was in that season and my business worked around that. Now I can push that a little bit and be like, no, you know what? I like to work until 4. And then after 4, I can be available, or however that works. And it's not even that I need to work more hours, because that's not what this is about. This is about being able to like have the space in your mind to be available for it, to dedicate like the hours that you need to create your, to grow your craft, to grow like your content, your marketing. It's like there needs to be hours to dedicate to that. And I don't feel like this feels like work to you. Like I feel like maybe the work could be some of the hard stuff of maybe working with clients or something, but I see this schedule thing being more about doing the things that need to be done that actually like fully run the business and make the business successful. And that there has to be enough hours to that. And maybe you're in the season that you have, you know, this is, you know, you can only allow a certain amount of hours. And I respect that season. I've definitely been in that season. And that's something for you to know too. Like, my capacity is not as expansive as I like right now because of the season, but I'm choosing that because, you know, I want to be available for my kid. Maybe I don't want to put my child in daycare at 1 year old, you know, however, we all have our, you know, our values and our priorities, but to understand that that does have to do with capacity. It almost seems like there needs to be greater trust in your schedule, and that expands your capacity to receive more. So I think the message there is just to take a look at your schedule. Does it really work for you? Are there enough boundaries there? Are you being a little too free with like the timing? And I think that changes as time goes, right? Like, I have these team meetings with my team and I love like chatting so much, but I do have to remind myself, like, cut it short, make it quick, like get to the point as I grow, because it's like my time becomes more valuable as I grow. And that might be, you know, I don't pick up phone calls for certain people during the day because like my time is more valuable and I have to set those things aside. Maybe I don't talk as long The podcast used to be much longer. I noticed I'm like, you got to shorten that. Like you got to get a handle of your schedule. Like things can't go that long. So that's what it feels like to me. Yeah. Hope that's not super offensive, but there's something about your schedule. And obviously, like, we're always reworking our schedule to meet us in the season that we're at. Message number four. This one was specifically about money. I was getting this message that you're kind of saying deep, deep, deep down inside of yourself. Like, I feel like you might not even know it, but you're saying something like, I don't trust myself with money. And this feels like a mix of things. So some of it is like forgiveness of like whatever I did with money in the past. Maybe I charged too little. Maybe I put myself in debt. Maybe I spent money on like stupid things, which we have all done. I remember the first year that Benny like really started to making money, like a little bit more than enough, basically. I want to say my oldest son was like 1 or 2 years old. You guys, I spent all this money on Christmas gifts for a freaking 2-year-old. Like, he did not care what he got. You know what I mean? And now I'm like the stingiest Santa Claus. I'm like, 3 gifts for everybody and it doesn't go over this price point, because I'm like, I hate excess now, like when it comes to stuff, you know? But it was just so funny. Like, I was just so basic. Like, that's how I spent my money when we like started to have a little bit more than enough. And of course, that only lasted like one season. And then sure enough, like I went back into like not having enough. So everybody does those things, and it's time for you to forgive yourself so that you can be willing to let more money into your life. For some of you, it doesn't really seem like that. Like, some of you seem like you are more responsible than I am or I was. Some of it is like you don't have places for the money to go. And this could be something like, hey, you know, my partner makes a lot of money. I don't really like need a ton of money. So it doesn't matter like how money comes in, but I actually see like wherever you can create structure, depending on like your season and where you're at in your business, right? But if you can create structures, like for example, I'd love to give myself a $3,000 paycheck. And like, in order to get a $3,000 paycheck, I would need $3,000 plus like these taxes and whatever to like make myself a paycheck. So I'm going to put this $4,000, these are just random numbers, to my paycheck every month. And that paycheck then goes into this account, and this account is for saving for that epic trip that I want to go on next summer. Like, it almost looks like your money needs places to go, and it needs like little categories. Also, it also seems like it might even be like having desires for budgets within your business. So for example, you might be like, man, I'd really love to have like a great like production budget, because I'd love to do more videos, but I know that I need help, and maybe that help is $2,000 a month. It's kind of telling your money, hey, like, I want extra money because I want it to go towards this content budget, and like, this is how that budget's going to grow or something. So those are just examples, but it makes me feel like your money needs to have a bit of an intention, rather than just like, I'm broke, I need money. You know, it's like kind of telling it like what you're going to do with it, where you're going to go, because money will come to you no matter what, right? Like, money doesn't need you necessarily to be organized. It's more that you need to feel like you're good with money. And when you have a plan for it, you like start to feel that you're good with it. And then that's why you let money come and knock on your door. So it's funny. It's like, you're not doing this for money. You're doing it for yourself. But that's also like how you become an energetic match for that money, because you feel like you're ready and you're organized for it. I mean, look at me, right? Like, when I got that extra money, since I didn't have a place for it, I was like, well, one of the things that people do is spend money on Christmas. So that's where that money's going. So I kind of did give it a job, but it went away, right? So there's something about the structure in your money, forgiving yourself for past money, and just giving it like a place to go. Message number 5. This is kind of a deep one. Our capacity stays small often because we have a fear of disappointing the people that believe in us or trust in us. It's so sad, right? Like, and we've seen all the movies of these people that sabotage themselves. You're like the guy that won't let the girl in because he's like, I'm just not who you think I am, and I'm going to disappoint you. And it's like, we're kind of weirdly doing that with our customers and with people that are going to come our way, that are going to depend on our business, depend on us. And I think that, you know, of course, has to do with responsibility as well. But this is like a deep feeling that you're naturally going to disappoint people. I think it's also kind of like a fear of like being canceled, for example. It's this idea that you're gonna mess up, right? Like I'm gonna trip, I'm gonna mess up, and you're gonna realize I'm not as amazing or as perfect as you think I am, and I'd rather just like not go there if I know that that's gonna happen. And what I saw for the solution here to that's gonna expand the capacity is to say, yes, of course I'm going to trip and fall and make mistakes, but I am going to be dedicated to being an amazing leader. Like I'm gonna do everything I can to learn to be a strong, capable, kind, whatever kind of leader it is that I wanna be. So that fear of disappointment is only because you're unwilling to see that this is actually a leadership job. I know a lot of us get into the work obviously for creativity, for like different reasons, but ultimately when a business becomes successful, it's because there's strong leadership. And the, you know, you're going to grow your skills on what you are naturally good at, you know, for example, like if you're going to be a podcaster, like you're going to get good at being a podcaster. But in addition to that, this kind of soft skill that like nobody really notices is you increasing your leadership skills. Like it's not as obvious. And when you know that you may not know everything, but that you understand that part of the game is to become a strong leader, and you're just like saying, I'm willing to become a strong leader, that looks like I feel like for so many of you, that is going to be an instant capacity opener when you decide that you are willing to be a leader, when you decide that you are willing to be a strong, competent leader, and that you will figure it out, that you will learn your way, but that you accept this leadership position. And you know, that's kind of princess to queen, right? What is the difference between the princess and the queen? The queen accepts the leadership position. And there are perks of being the princess, totally. Like there are so many great things about being the princess, and maybe that's cool, but the princess is always gonna have a smaller capacity than the queen. And if you've kind of reached your capacity at this certain identity that you're at, it does look like there's a big capacity increase when you shift your identity from maybe artist or practitioner or like however you're seeing yourself or business owner into being like, actually, my identity is leader. I'm leading this team. I'm leading these customers. I'm leading in my industry. Like I am a leader in this space. And obviously, you know, leadership increases as time goes on, but like wherever the next leadership role is for you, to embrace it, to accept it, to receive it, to become it, it's a huge capacity expander. All right, friends, those are our messages for today and this week. I hope they were supportive. Thank you so much for being here. If you would like more and be in touch with me more, I'd love to see you in the Clarity app or in my in-person events that are happening in Miami in March. We'd love to see you guys there. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. And you know where to find me. Sending you a lot of love. I'll see you next time. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.